ओम शांति।
ओम शांति।
आज सतगुरुवार के दिन आप सबकी स्नेह भरी यादें।
On the day of the Sadhguru, carrying everyone's loving remembrances with myself as I reach the subtle region,
बाबा का बहुत स्नेह।
I saw Baba in a very loving form, sharing blessings. There were a few brothers and sisters visible in the subtle region. Baba was giving all of them drishti. After a few seconds, Baba clapped his hands. And I then saw that many angels came flying to the subtle region and came in front of Baba. Baba then said, "Did you see, child?" There were some children who kept courage and had the determined thought that we have to reach the subtle region to meet Baba. Some children were thinking, we don't know whether we will reach or not. But they have so much love for the Father. And Baba signaled them. And those children who could catch Baba's signal, those angels became light internally and they reached Baba.
तो बाबा ने कहा आज बाप ने सभी बच्चों को
Today Baba invited all the children to the subtle region and especially called them today. Baba was giving everyone drishti
और ऊपर से लाइट की किरणों के द्वारा
And rays of light were falling on each child and as though each child was receiving a blessing. After a few seconds, I saw all the children were there, Baba was standing before them, and then a very large screen appeared. And there were different designs appearing in lines. There were different kinds of models as well. And in the third direction, there were very beautiful scenes visible.
तो जो पहली तरफ स्क्रीन थी तो बाबा ने कहा
So Baba indicated towards the screen
के पास थोड़े से बच्चे जाकर
and asked the children to go closer to the screen. The very few who reached the screen. Baba then explained there are some children who make plans for service with great zeal and enthusiasm, but while moving along, there is a bit of carelessness and they come under the influence of different things. They are not able to bring into practical the plans they've made for spiritual endeavor. And they have such conversations with Baba. We don't know whether it's going to happen or not. We've come so late. We're not able to do this. These are the kind of talks they have with Baba. And as Baba was explaining, all these conversations that the children have become circles, and it's as though they get trapped in that. So they get entangled in their own thoughts. So their thoughts become different kinds of chains and circles in which the children get trapped and are not able to come out of it. Then Baba indicated the second set of models. Baba explained there are some children who imbibe Baba's knowledge well, they become an example in front of the world. Baba wants to make them an example in front of the world. But somewhere or the other in the model that they are creating of themselves, there are holes. So Baba prepares the children, but sometimes the children have the body consciousness I which emerges, which makes a hole in their image that they are making, the model that they are creating. So the model that they want to create is not created. And then in a third direction, Baba was sharing beautiful scenes of the Golden Age, scenes of transformation. Baba then explained the world, nature, time are working at a very fast speed for transformation. The new world is also being prepared for you. The scientists are going into very subtle aspects of their research, but what do the children have to do? You too have to go into subtlety. The children don't go into subtle efforts. They catch hold of the external, the physical image, the physical aspects, and keep thinking about that. But the more you go into subtle aspects, you imbibe subtle aspects of spiritual endeavor, you'll be able to see transformation within yourself, you'll be able to see your own perfection, and then you'll be able to see scenes out there in the world of transformation too. Baba then said, the father knows who has come to Baba's home today, the children from those who live near the capital, that is Delhi, they have come to Baba's home. Baba is pleased. The more the children remain lost in Baba's love and make very subtle effort to become equal to the father, the more attention you pay to this, you will be able to create that stage for yourself. You will definitely receive the rights to the Golden Age. You will be close to those who will be the masters of the new world as well. Baba was filling all the children with blessings. Baba spread out his arms and all the children got merged in Baba's embrace. It was a very lovely scene. It was as though the ocean of love was showering the children with love. Baba then was starting to accept the bhog, but Baba, then I told Baba, no Baba, we will feed you. So Baba said, no, Baba has invited the children today, and so Baba will feed the children first. So everyone received the bhog, they were very pleased. Baba then accepted the bhog himself. The father always keeps the children ahead, and so what do you children have to do? Continually give respect to one another, keep each other ahead, continue to progress yourself and help others to progress too. I then said, Baba, so many children have sent their remembrances today. Baba smiled. Some had offered bhog for some reason or the other. Baba emerged all those children in front of him, gave them drishti, and then was sharing words of blessings. Whatever thoughts the children have, Baba has given them the return in the form of an answer directly. Baba is with you, remain carefree while moving along. Continue to dance in the joy of the confluence age. Continue to share that happiness as well. Baba then gave remembrances to everyone. Acha, Om Shanti.